כן. בוי מיני רשום בביסט מהבאי, פולט את שכבה זרע, רויה הוויה או נוגעה סביה? אני מיד אשאל, אני דף לא מגיעים על הרדי. פולט את שכבה זרע, זה כל הראייה, או זה ג'וסט הנגיעה? Nafkimina, what's his three nafkiminas? Listor. Will it be sois in the middle of Zion Nikiyim? If it's a roya, so it's sois. If it's no gay, it's not sois. It's like touching a sheretz in the middle of Zion Nikiyim. It's not going to bother us. Latami b'mashahu. If it's a riyah, that's what we had the Mishnah, Nida, Zova, those kind of things are metamin b'kol shahu. But if it's nagiyah, we'll see in the Gemara later, there's a de'ashurim. Adashich, Simas Piyom, we'll see. Uletami bifnim, kibachutz. Is it Tommy inside? If it's Riyah, it could be Tommy inside. If it's Nagiyah, then it has to be only if it touches her outside. Because based on story. Okay. Now, the truth is, yesterday we had a Braisa, a Machloikis Tanakama, and Reb Shimon, where the Poletis is Metama bifnim kibachutz. You said that yesterday. The Rabbanon say that Yi is Marbe, that Poletus is also Marbe, Bifnim Kibachutz, and Shimon says no. So the Gemara says, what happened? Does he know that Brysa or not? Monashach. Ishmiele Masniso, if he knows that Brysa. So that's it, Lachura. Le Rabbanon Roye Havya, Le Shimon Ogas Havya. According to the Rabbanon, that's Metame Bifnim Kibachutz, so that's Roye. According to Shimon, that you need a Maga outside, as he calls it based on Storim. So he's obviously going that it's Nogea. So Monashach, if Shmuel Babisna knew the Braisa, so what's he talk about? I mean, that's the Machalei Sabon Reb Shimon. Iloy Shmuel Masnita, he never heard this Braisa, Mistabra Nogea Savya. Then why would he think Roya? Pashtis, Rashi explains, Pashtis, he's a Nogea. Why? Because Poleta Sheikh Vazera, it's not coming from her, it's not a Riyah. She's being poilet now, something that was put into her body. So Mesvora, why would I say Roya? So he's asking Monashah, did he know this Braisa? So he knows already the Rabbonon, that it's Metam Efim Kibachutz. So that's how he got the idea of Roya. So then what's Hishayla? Hishayla depends on Rabbonon and Reb Shimon. Eli doesn't know from nothing, he's starting from scratch. Then Mesvora, he certainly should have said, it's not gas, because why should Paul let this be a riyah? Zogemar Tumal, Mlioilam Shmile Masnita. He knows the price. Vialibid the Rabbonon Lokim Aboyale. According to the Rabbonon, who said, Mitamim Bifnim Kebachutz, so that's, it's for sure a riyah, because it's Mitamim Bifnim Kebachutz, it's certainly a riyah, and certainly you're going to have steer it there. And you'll have to mebamashu. Ki kome bayale aliba de Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, in other words, when Reb Shimon said it's only metami bachutz because dayek boyalo, was he saying so it's a nogeya legabi all halachas, or it's a roya but legabi this halacha we have dayek boyalo? Because I understand dayek boyalo it'll still be stira. I mean, Balkari is soiser. Balkari is also metami bukolshu. This all he meant to say was. It's a roya, but it's a limit. It has one limit because dayek boya lost. It can't be tomi bifnim. Or he meant to say by that, no, I hold it's nogeya. Ki koma bayle deb shimon ulatami bifnim ki bechutz. Okay, there's lo koma bayle. That's what he said. He said it's not. It's ki koma bayle lister latame bikol shahu mai. Ki koma reb shimon dayek boya lo. When reb shimon said those words dayek boya lo, hani mili. Letmui b'fnim kibachutz. That's legabe being metame b'fnim kibachutz because the valkyrie is not. So it's dayik boil. She can't be more chomer than him. Avolister letame b'kol shu roya have you? That is not changing. On that, there's no svar as dayik boil. Odil maloshna. That was his way of saying that it's a nogeya. So that's how the first loshen goes. He knew the brisa, of course, and the rabbanon avad. It's a roya. The shaila is in Reb Shimon with this dayik boil. Did he mean to say it's a roya, but he can't be more chomer than the boil, and that must mean it didn't. The boil is not matami b'fnim, so that. But achutz that it's a roya, like abis stira or like abis shir. Oh no, that was his way of saying that this is a nogeya. That's the first way. He's not going to ever heard the Brice. He's starting from scratch. He wants to know whether a poletus is a roya noge. Now there, the Bogomov before said, if that's the case, he should have certainly said nogeya. Because mitzvara, why should I say poletus is a roya? We have to go out with a tzad. Why would he say mitzvara without knowing this brisa that it's a roya? The fact that the Torah was machmir balikari al tikshu alisha shloisha yomim, the Torah didn't say don't become tomei with a sheretz those 3 days before matan Torah. It said it on balikari. And balikari, okay, we know he's a roya, but we're talking about the isha al tikshu alisha because we don't want her to become a poleta shichvazera. So the Torah was makpid by matan Torah. There shouldn't be a poleta shichvazera. The Torah was not makpid that a isha shouldn't touch a sheretz. So from there you see, there's something special going on about poletus. It's a roya. It's not stama tumas mago. O dilma loygamrina mi Sinai. From Sinai, we can't learn anything. Why the chiddushu? The whole thing is a chiddush. Why the zaven umitzoyroyim the chamiri zaven mitzoyru is more common than balkeri and poletus. That's a real avatuma. It's a right. And yet lo achme burachmona. If from Sinai you can't learn anything, there's. I came up with a new tzad here, that somehow, without knowing anything, I might think that it's a roya. Why? Because I see a chumra there. I see that by matan Torah, the Torah didn't want balikari, the Torah didn't want poleta shechvazera. Even though the Torah is not makbid on all the other tums, tumas mes, tumas sheretz, correct? So that might tend to make me think that the poletus is a roya. Well, it says, oh no, maybe not. I mean, maybe you can't deduce anything from matan Torah. Why? Because you see that things the Torah is quote unquote should have been makbid on, they weren't makbid on. Zov and Mitzayra, which has a much more chomer de katuma than Balkeri, the Torah wasn't makbid on. So we're not sure. Okay, so two pshatim in the shaila. Either the Shmuel Bar Bizna knew this brayse, he knows this, and therefore in Rabbanon, of course it's a roya. It's just in Reb Shimon, what did he mean by dayak boyala? Or it's a free-falling shiloh without any prices. Do we see from Matan Torah that it's a roya or not? Okay. Is Omalehu? Is Omalei? Yehuda Yeskid? Yes, it's from Abaye. So Abaye told him roya. He says roya. Also shiloh l'rabo Omalei roya have you. Also l'kam deb Yosef Omalei roya have you. He first asked Abaye. He went to everybody. Everybody told him the same thing. It's a roya. You're all with one roik. You're being mirakik. I mean, you're all spinning the same spit. I mean, you're all saying the same thing. The Maram explains, you're all saying it, but you're not explaining it. They said, well, Ad kan lo koma Reb Shimon daye ke boyalo elo latami b'fnim ke bachutz. Aval lister latami b'kol shehu roya havya. Meaning, because what was his question? His question was, when Reb Shimon said daye ke boyalo, did he mean to say that really it's a roya? But daye ke boyalo can't be mochomer in a boyal mele. It's not matami b'fnim ke bachutz. Was that his way of saying that it's only nagaz? He's answering, if he meant to say he's on nagaz, he would have said it that way. He wouldn't have said doye keboyalo. He would have said, the nagaya have it. But he didn't say that. He said doye keboyalo, which means betzim he holds it's a roy, just doye keboyalo. So doye keboyalo, that'll only affect the time of him kibachutz. I mean, stira, the boyal is soisa one day. And kol shehu, the balkari is the time of kol shehu, according to many shitas. So inochanami, it's a royal chol adeis. It's just one din he had of daya keboyal. Okay. Tana Rabbonon. Hanido ve'azovo v'shomeres yoim keneged yoim v'hayoledes kulon metames b'fnim kibuchutz. Okay, so the first three we understand. Nido, zovo, shomeres yoim, metames b'fnim kibuchutz. That we understand. That's what we've been learning, that even though the dam didn't come out completely. It's still in the Beis Achitzin. She's Tomei. The Shah is, what does it mean? What does it mean? Hayoledes is metame begifnim kibachutz. So the Gemara says, kulu l'chaye. All I understand. El yoledes, what does it mean yoledes? Partially more understood, we're talking about dam that came just before the leida. So right, what is the difference? Ibe me nida nida, ibe me ziva ziva. I mean, that dam is that dam, whatever it is. I mean, if it's dam nida, it's dam nida. If it's she happens to be in the 3 days of ziva, so that dam that's coming out before the leida is dam ziva. So we know that ziva and nida are metame b'fnim kibachutz. What are you adding with your lettuce? What are you telling me here with your lettuce? Says the Gemara, we're talking about a completely different thing here. Loitzricho sheyordo litvol mitumal atayra. You have a yoledes. The 14th day is over. She's going now to be toivel from the yemei tum. Right? Now, we learned before, when does the dam Tomo turn into dam toya? We came out before machlokes b'shulam b'shamay. Let's go mayanecho. The more since we're going mayanecho because that's how we paskim. It's b'yoyimim b'tefila. It's totally meaning till she goes tefila and be dam tum. But once she goes tefila, then it switches over and then it's dam toya. Okay. So what happened is like this. She yard the lid for me tumal atayro v'chihod omar. Reb Zeira, Omer Pchia Barashi, Omer Rav, Yoledes Sheyordo Litboil, Mitumo Litairo, Venekar Mimeno Dam Biyerido, Tmeyo. The Dam was Nekar, again, it didn't come out, the Dam was Nekar, and it's now in the Beis Achitzin, and it stayed there for a few days. You understand the problem over here? She went to the mikveh at the end of the 14 days, right? But there was dam that was nekar before the tefillah. Okay? It's in the Beis Achitzin. And now she goes to the mikvah. Now she comes out of the mikvah. What's her din over there? She's tmeya. Why is she tmeya? She's not a yoledes anymore. She went to the mikvah for the tumas yoledes, right? But she has inside of her dam that was there from before the tefillah. That dam is dam yoledes, that has a dam tome, right? It's now metame her, not b'maga, it's maga b'zom, it's metame her b'maso. You see what's going on over here? She's a yoledes. She has within her a little bit of dam yoledes. She goes to the mikveh, that takes off the tumos yoledes. But she's now walking around, holding, so to speak, a little dam yoledes. Now dam yoledes is metame b'mago b'maso. So she's Tmeya now, not Tmeya Tumas later. She's Tmeya Tumas Erev because she's carrying around Dam Tome. And that's Metame B'masa. Bi'aliyo Tehoira. If it's Nekar Ba'aliyo, it means the Dam is Nekar from the Mokar after the Mikvah, that's Dam Toya. Because the Yoyim Tfila cuts it off. Okay, now. Okay, so that's what it's saying over here. Your lettuce is metamek gefim kibachutz, meaning that once it's neka, even though it's still in the Beis Achitz, and that's called dam tome, and you got to deal with it. Okay, now let's. His memory itself is a strange one. Amale Reb Yirmiyah Reb Zeira biyirida amay tmeyo tumabluahi. Tumah blua is that din, the Gemara has in Chulin, it's Exeris HaKosuv, that Tumah that's completely inside something, can't be Metame, Bechlam. Well, learns a posuk from an Uber over there. But Tumah blua is Bechlal, not Metame. Take the Rashi, Tumah blua, he v'kaimelon b'perik b'emam kashe, Tumah blua ain't a Metame, loy b'mago v'loy b'masa. V'hocho ho Tumah blua he. Right? Again, we're not talking regularly. She's always metame betuma blue, but that's because she's metame as ria. She saw the dam. This is a different problem over here. This is not the ria sadam. As the ria, she went to the mikvah. Here, she wants to become tome because she's carrying around, so to speak, dam. That's tuma blue. Omale zil shaile lirebovin
The Azbulish Nele, go ask Reb Bovin, because I explained to him what's going on over here. The Karkish Liberation, but Bemirashi nodded to me, he accepted what I said. Ozul Shaile, Omale, Asu'uo, Kenivlas Oif Tohor, Shemetame Bgodin Bebeis Abliya. Interesting Gemara. We have a tumor that does work with tumor blue. It's like nivlas oif tor is not metame like a regular nevela b'masu b'magu. It's metame in one tumor beveis habliya. When it's in the beis habliya, that's a tumor, and it's metame the person and begod. So now, the Gemara is saying like this: a strange thing. You're right. The dam in the isha is tumor blue. It really shouldn't be metame. But we're making a gzeira. It's like a chumra derabbanon here. It's a gzeira. And we're treating it. It was putting like this. If there'd be no case in the world that a tumor blue is tome, then we couldn't make such a gzeira. It would be ridiculous. But there is a case where a tumor that looks blue is metame. And that's nivlasoif tor beveis habliya. So because that's there, we are metame this also. I suppose they all ask, this is ridiculous. So now let's be metame d'abon and every tumor blue, which obviously we are not. Because it's here, it's exeira, because, please understand what's going on here. She has within her beis achitzin, she has dam that's tome, right? What will be if it comes out and touches her on the outside? Then of course it's tome, I mean. It's a funny case. She went to the mikveh. She's Tahira. But she has within her a little bit of Dam Tome. Okay? So you're telling me you can't be Metame her because when it's inside, it's Tumah Blua. But if the Dam will come out and touch her on the outside, it'll be Metame her. So that makes sense to make a Gzeira. In other words, we're making a Gzeira. We're afraid if we say that she's Tahir and Gansen, people will think that Dam is Tahir. And that's not true. The dam is tome. Just it can't do her any damage because when it's inside. But once it comes out, it can be metameher. So there's mokum to make a gzeira. And that's what the Gemara is saying. That even though the dam inside of her is tumah blua, we're metame it midrabonon a gzeira up to when it comes out. And don't tell me it's totally crazy that drabonon, there's no such thing as a tumah blua that's metame. That's not true. We have a tumah blua. Now, Frank the Gemara, what are you comparing it to the Gemara? What are you comparing it to Nivlas Oif Tor? Mi domi hosom ein lo tumo bachutz. There is no tumo bachutz. That is the tumo of Nivlas Oif Tor. That's metame bebeis habliya. Hocho kinofik lebroi letame. Meaning, I don't buy you gzeir. I mean, what do you need it for? Oh, but you're telling me tzur beis habliya by nivlas of tor. That is tumas nivlas of tor. It's metami when it's in the beis habliya. This is metami when it goes out. We have no reason. Basically, it's Bandoma saying I see no reason for the gzeir. So he answered hochanamik she yotz lachutz. That's all I meant. I didn't mean she's tome when the dam is inside of her. I meant to say that she's tome when the dam comes out. Okay, so now. You step back, his whole memory just reduced itself to kemat nothing. I mean, what are you talking about? You're talking about a yoled this here. She's on the way to the mikvah. Dam is nekar. I mean, she says she can see straight. It's 40 days. No matter what happens, everything that comes, it's all the same. So dam is nekar just before the mikvah and gets stuck in the beis achitz. Okay, now she goes to the mikvah. Okay, she's tore from being a yoledus. Okay. That dam came out of her. Right? Because once it doesn't have to come out of the body. Once it came out from the marker in the Beis HaChitzit, that's called Dam. So it's Dam Tomei. So she's now an Isha Tahira who's carrying around Dam Tumah. She's got a package of Dam Tumah in her pocket. Okay? Now what's the deal? So Kozman, nothing happens. It's Tumah Blue. Hello, what? When the Dam comes out and touches her on the outside, she's Tomei. That's Poshut. I mean, what did you tell me here exactly? You tell me a person who has inside of her Dam Tomei, when it comes out and touches her, she's Tomei. Okay, what else is new? I mean, that's Poshut. E Yotzel Chutz Maila Memra. What are you telling me? What are you telling me? You're telling me a Chiddush. Because what happened over here? What happened over here? It's an interesting case over here. You have an Isha, right? She's an Isha Yoledus, right? Until she goes to the mikvah, all Dam that will come out of her is going to be Dam Tumah, right? Let's go Mayan Echud.
We go like Basila. What changes it from Dam Tumah to Dam Toya? The mikveh. Yoimei Utvil. That means, till she goes to the mikveh, any Dam that's produced by her is Dam Tumah. Right? Once she goes to the mikveh, it's Metaret. Now all her Dam inside becomes Tohar. Except this Dam that came out already. Because this Dam came out already, right? It's in the Beis Achitza. So I would have thought that just like the mikveh is metayer, all of her dam, it's also metayer this dam that already came out. That's what he's telling me. It's not. This dam that's nekar, which makes sense, because this dam that's nekar is not, it's as good as it's being out of her altogether. I mean, once it comes out from the mokar, and it's in the Beis Achitza, and it's as good as it came out of the body, and it's in a test tube somewhere, the tefillah can't affect it. That's what my chiddush would have been. Mao the same migu de mahani tefillah ledam the gavoi migu that the tefillah works for the dam that's within her, which hasn't come out yet, because any dam that comes out now from her after the mikvah is dam toyar, is teheni nami lahai. Let it work for this dam that already came out. It should become dam tor. Kamash melon that not. That remains dam tomei because it came out already. Okay, then the rest is easy. Once it comes out and touches her, it's tomei. Okay, that's very good. You've explained to me what Reb Zeira meant when he said you'll let us sheyardo. But that's not going to help for pshat now a brisa. See, before we thought that he was saying it's metamei midrabonan inside, and we wanted to say that's what the brisa meant. You'll let us metama bifnim kibachutz. But now you're telling me he's only metame it when the dam comes out. So then you don't have no pshat in the braisa. So we're looking for a pshat in the braisa. So you let this metame mi bifnim kibachutz. Faket, this case is not metame bifnim, it's only metame kibachutz. So we're back to that. Shmeitzin ifrik. The shmeitzah of Reb Zeira. Okay, now we understand it. We weren't sure. Tumah blue, and now we know what he said. But we now lost the pshat in our Mishnah, in our braisa. Eli Yoledes, we're back where we started. So now what's the case of Yoledes? He says Yoledes, but Tabe Fim Vechutz, we're back where we started. Ibi may need or neither. If that dam came out, she was a need. It's a need. It's Bifnim Kebachutz. Ibi may ziva ziva. What are you telling me here? Zog the Gemara, we're not talking about dam here. We're talking about the Leda itself. Hochabe Maya, Skina Beleda Yevishta. We're talking about a Leda, forget the dam. We're talking about a Leda without dam. Leido yevishto mai metame bifnim kibachutz. Because it wasn't me metame bifnim kibachutz. Zog Dimo, we're talking about the leido itself. When is the baby considered born? So you need Yitzias Roish. What? Yitzias Roish from where to where? What he's going to tell us is that once the Roish is out of the proizen, so in the Beis Achitzen, that's called leido. That's what it means, bifnim. The baby's not outside, the baby's inside. It's in the Beis Achitzen. Just like Damnido is Tomei when it's in the Beis Achitzen, even though it's still inside, so too the baby is called born when the Roish is out of the prozo, but still in the Beis Achitzen. Kigon Shehoitzi Vlad Roishay Chutz Leproizdor. Take a look in the Rashi. V'oilid, it's considered born. V'kor Madafa Gadakati Roishay Bifnimu. It's still inside. The Haina Beveis Achitzen, Have Ki Yolud. That's called Leida. V'toma Latmea Leida. Okedeba Yishir. Doma Chutz Leproizdor, Vlad Have. That's what it means, Metama Gifzim Bechutz. Leida doesn't have to come out of the body. Leida has to come into the Beis Achitzen. Which basically the same thing as Dam. Once it's in the Beis Achitzen, it's called it came out. Doma Reba Yishir. Gzeira Shema Yoytzi Avlad, Roishay Chutz Leproizdor. Reb Yosher is going on a case in Chulin. We had an Isha Shemes Ubra. She's a Isha, and the baby inside is dead already. The what do you call it? The Chaya, the midwife, put her hand inside and touched the dead Ubra. Okay? So the din over there is she's Tmeya Tumashiva, the Chaya. The woman is Tahira because the baby wasn't born. Until the baby's born, she doesn't get Tumas Yoledes. So the Gemara asks over there, why are you being mitame the chayo? The chayo, wait a minute, chayo touched the mess, but that's mamish tumah blua. That's a real tumah blua. That the baby's completely inside. Why should the chayo be tame? So Rabbi Shi answers, it's a darabon on gzeira sheme yotzi vlad es roishu chutz leproizdor. She's touching the baby inside before it's born. So really, it's tahir because it's tumah blua. It's like, yeah, but it's gzeira. a case where the baby's head came out of the prozo and is in the Beis Achitzin, and she'll touch it, then already she'll be tamei, because then the baby's considered yolud. It's not tuma blue anymore. So gzeira to that case, we metame that case. That's where Boishia came from. But you see from Boishia that the definition of leida is when the roish is still in the Beis Achitzin, as long as it comes out of the prozo. Oh, the gzeira shem yotzei avlat roish chutz leprozo. And that's what it means, bifnim kibachutz. Just like we say in the re'iyah, it's batame inside bivasora. Here it's the lady, it's inside, nothing came out yet. Just the head is out from the proizdor in the Beis Achitzin, it's still inside the body, it's called leider. V'chi ahido, also interesting story. Somebody came also, l'kame de rova, came to rova, omale, he asked him, mau lemimel b'shabbat. He had a baby that was born on Shabbos. He wants to know if he can mal the baby on Shabbos. Omalei shapir domi avada. What's it by? Avada milas doicha Shabbos. That we all know. Bosa the Nofak, when the Yid left, Rava began to think, what in the world was he asking me over here? Who doesn't know that you can mal on Shabbos? Omar Rava salkedaito da ugaver lo yoda de shori lemimel b'shabbata. Could it be that person didn't know that you can make mil on Shabbos? Ozel bas. So he said, when after he said something, there's something more. There's something going on here behind the scenes. Omalei, aimoli easy. Tell me, my dear friend, gufuduf dechab. What was the story? What's the story here? Omalei, Shamis Vlad the Tzuyitz apanya de Malay Shabbat. Before the baby was born on Erev Shabbos, I heard the baby screaming. Betoicha mayayim on Erev Shabbos. Velo yisyalid ad Shabbat. That's why I was concerned. Of course I know you can mal a baby that's born on Shabbos. I heard this baby crying on Erev Shabbos before it was born. Then it was born on Shabbos. Could I mal that baby on Shabbos? That was my question. Omalei Yitaki can't. Because if you heard the baby crying, it must be that the head was out in the Beis Achitzin already. And if the head is in the Beis Achitzin, that's called Leida. So this baby is called, it was born on Friday. You cannot do on Shabbos. Omalei, if you heard that voice of the baby, hi, hoitzi reisha chutz leproizdohu. It must have been hoitzi reisha lechutz leproizdohu. Look on the side there. They bring from the shilters. Pirish the ilu lo hoitzi reisha lahava mitzayitz. If there was a tzuras arosh, he wouldn't have heard that voice. The kokama the isa bimeimo pib sosum, like we learned back there, that the mouth is closed because it's inside. If he was talking or screaming, the head was out already. Mela was a leider. It's considered born on Friday. V'abimila shalom bezmano. V'chomila shalom bezmano. Ein mechalon oleo es haShabbos. Okay, now, once we got into this, the Gemara is going now a few letters. Mamash Hilchas Tumah V'Tayrim.
Would they have made the Mila on Friday?
They should have. They missed
it. Even though it didn't come out, actually?
Yeah, well, they didn't get him out. They couldn't get him out. Then what could they do? But theoretically, what they should have done was pull the baby out. I mean, they couldn't. So, like the Milish Lobizman. Iboyelohu. So, again, we have this important thing. We have here, and it's going to be entire. It's two things. There's something called, there's levels of inside the body. Like we said yesterday. There really is three levels. Like I said yesterday, Gemara said over there, what's the Beis Achitzin? So Gemara said, "Kol shetinoikis yosheves veneers." When she sits down and it opens up a little, you can see that. To that, the Rebbe said, "That's chutz. That's maga chutz if a sheretz touches." There's parts that you could consider inside that are completely outside, right here, or like the beginning of the ear. That's outside. That's not Beis Hashem. That's nothing. Then you have parts of the body that's Beis Hashem. In a little bit inside to the nose, or in folds of the body, you have creases, folds. That's called Beis HaStor. Then you have Tumah Blua. Tumah Blua is Nocha Madrega. That's like further in. That's technically Tumah Blua. Somebody swallowed a Tomei Dika ring, and now it's inside. That's called Tumah Blua. That's worse than Beis HaStor. What's the difference in Beis HaStorim and Tumah Blua? Beis HaStorim, the Zach is Tomei. The Tumah is there. Just there's a din, we're going to learn it soon here. There's no such thing as a maga bebeis hastorim. Maga happens to be begoli, has to be begoli. If you touch something bebeis hastorim, or the tumor touches you bebeis hastorim, I'll put it that way, let's say a sheretz will touch a person in a fold in his body. That's not called maga.
but it's still called a tumah. Meaning, let's say it's a kazayis nevela in a beis hastorim. You'll be told me as masa. All beis hastorim says is that's not a maga. A maga has to be yodov, has to be exposed. Tumah blua is not a tumah at all. So there's a kodesh, it's out. Even tumas masa, still like we had before. Somebody has a tumas nevela. A kazayis nevela swallowed theoretically a kazayis nevela. He's not going to be tumah. He's carrying it around. Tumah blua is out completely. It's not a question, it's not a maga. Calls mine, it's in the blua state. It's not a tumah. We don't worry about a bechlal. So now we have two interesting machloikas in here. Iboilu. Oisoy mokim shel isha. Bolua have. Obeis hastorim have. Does that have a din of bolua? Or a din of beis hastorim? Lamai nafkimina. Nafkimina is a simple one. Somebody put in by her a kavayis nevela and oisem mok. If you say it's beis hastorim, so she's not tomi for maga, but she's tomi for masa. She's walking around carrying around the kavayis nevela. If you say it's blua, there's no tumas masa either. I amrit blua have tuma blua loy metame gendikt nit maga nit masa. The I amrit beis hastorim have. Nehida b'maga lo metamia, because there's no maga beis hastorim, but b'maso miyo metamia. Okay, simple nachrimina.
Maybe maso wasn't maso in this case.
What's that?
That's the nachrimina. So she's carrying a piece of meat. So
that's maso. She's carrying it. She's carrying. What maso means is that she's carrying, supporting, moving, anything like that. Supporting really is the word. If it's wedged in her mokim, she's supporting it. That's called mas. It's the same thing.
She, sure.
It's the same as carrying it on a hedge. Picks it up like this. She's carrying it within her body. She's supporting it. Abaye yoma balua having bitoho, rovo, oma besa storm having bitomi. Oma rovo, menoa minolo. Very simple. We just had a brisa yesterday about it. We had that whole brisa yesterday about mishameshes. The Xeris HaKosi, remember? It said, she can't be Tomei Al Smaga over there because it's Tumas Beis HaStorim. Xeris HaKosi, the food, I mean, Shemesh is Tomei. But the Brisa calls it Beis HaStorim, not Blua. So you see that the Mokim of Anisha is Beis HaStorim. That's what Rova says. Oh, my Rova, where did I get that it's Beis HaStorim, not Blua? The Sanya, elimination, Tumas Beis HaStorim, he, the Tumas Beis HaStorim, lo metamo. That's the Brisa. The Brisa clearly calls it Beis HaStorim. The Gemara could have said heavier artillery. The Gemara is trying to say, what's going on over there? He can't tell me she's storming because she touched the Zera. It's not Beis HaStorim. The Gemara could have said better. What do you mean? She's not telling me she's talking about the Zera because it's blue. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara says Beis HaStorim. So you see, I'm right. It's like the Gemara is going stepwise. It doesn't have to pull out the heavy artillery if it doesn't need the heavy artillery there. We're talking about Shechat Zera over there. The only problem is Maga. Okay, genug beis hastorim. Happens to me, it's worse than that also. Chodav oid koma. Chodav the tumah blua. He be oid. I feel him tim saloma. Tumas beis hastorim. Meaning, damn it, it's blue. There's nothing to talk about. Even if you want to be in action and say it's beis hastorim, it's also a problem. Because we're talking about maga there. In a metam el shigzeres hakosafu. I mean, the older Rishonim point out, the Gemara and Omar Alev seem to go like Abaye, because the Gemara asked on this dam that's in the Mokum of the Isha. The Gemara asked, am I Tumah Blua here on Omar Alev? The Gemara sounds like Abaye Dik. Rishonim work it out, but keep Shuta, the Gemara sounds Abaye Dik over there. It's a little odd, because we all like Rofa, but all right, anyway. Now, Iboyalu, Mokim Nivlas Uif Tor. That thing, when the Nivlas Uif Tor is when it's in the base Habliya, not in the throat, and not just a little small area right in the bottom of the throat, so to speak. Don't mind it's in the mouth and that's not. And once it goes down into the thing, it's also not. It's when it's in the base of Belia. It is torn. But the Gemara reveals in that spot over there, is that called Beis HaStorim or is that called Bolua? Say, what's an Afkamina? Not Nivlas Uif Tor. If you put Nivlas Uif Tor, you told me that's exactly a cause of. If somebody will take a piece stab of Nevel and put it in by somebody in the base of Belia, will it be torn? The same business. If it's based on a story, he'll be Tomei, because it's Masa, he's carrying it around. If it's Blua, so it's nothing. Same exact problem. Iboilu mokim nivlas uif tor, the base ha blia. Blua have, or base ha story have. Lamay nafkimina.
If someone's stuck in there, a kazayis nevelo. Now again, the Rashi points. I mean, the friend had to put it there. If I put it there myself, I'm told me because I touched it. I mean, you got to get a case where nothing happened. The guy opens his mouth, told me takes it, puts it in, doesn't touch him, sticks it in there, and now he obviously once it's wedged in over there, he's supporting it. So iamrit bolua have tomablua lo matamia. My amrit base has storim have. Same exact problem. Same exact machloikis. Abayom abolua ave, rovom besastorim ave. Omer abaye menu amin alo. Now it's the other way. Abaye is going to prove it's bolua. How do we do that? What's this tumor? This tumor is if you have nivlas oiftor in the besabliya. It is metame him and his begod. It's only by nivlas oiftor. What if a stamp piece in a veil, nivlas behematmor, regular piece of veil goes in there? Will you have this magical tumor? So the Brisa tells us no. This tumor is only if that's its only tumor. But nivla, regular nevela, has other tumors, magamasa, so it won't have this tumor. That's basically what it says in this Brisa. This sign. Could it be that Nivlas Behemoth will also have this din of being Mitame B'Gorda Mabes Abliya? Tamud Loma Nevela Utrefa Lo Yoicha L'Tomo Bo Mi She'en Lo Tomo Elo Achiloso. That which has only, because a Nivlas Oiftor is Tor, Stama, the Nevela is Tor. This is its only tumor. Yotz zazu shetmeya koydim sheyerchalena. Don't do rachilo. Niblas behema stam tome. Now explain the rishonim. That's not a miut. It's just saying this pasuk is not talking about that. The gurus not talking about it. It's only talking about. But now let's learn it from a kalvachoyme. The teisei bekalvachoyme. Let me learn it from a kalvachoyme. Me niblas oiftor. Uman nivlas oiftor she'en lo tumah b'chutz. Nivlas oiftor doesn't have regular tumas nevela, but it has yesh lo tumah b'fnim. It has the magical tumah of metame b'god ma'beis abliya. Zuzu a nivlas behemo she'yesh lo tumah b'chutz. That has the real tumas nevela magamazel without beis abliya. Is ain't a din she'yesh lo tumah b'fnim? Shouldn't that certainly have the new tumah of beis abliya? Omakro bo. That's a miyut already. Only here the Torah said it. Kama. Before the rest of the bride, that's his raya. What does it say in this brisa? In point of fact, it says in this brisa that if you have a nivlas behemo in the beis abliya, it will not be metame. What happened to Masa? Forget about Tumas beis abliya. Once it's wedged in the beis abliya, that's the case we just discussed. Forget the new tumor. Let the person be tome als maso. You see, he's not. Zoktabai, you see a raya that it's blue. It could only be tome as the new tumor. Im kain, just the rest of the brayse. Matam odlomu v'oichel. It says another post. V'oichel es nivloso. V'oichel, they bring the post. V'oichel es nivloso. It's tome. What? And the Gemara Kazal doesn't mean oichel. It means she. It's somebody nogev and noise is giving us a shiur. Oichel eat and shiur and nogev and noise ki oichel. Ma oichel bekazayis and nogev and noise bekazayis. I had it by Mazda. Okay. Omar Rov. What does Rov do? So the Rishonim say Rov will have to say that this Bryce is talking when a guy has a very wide base of blia. And he's talking not supporting it. Tell you, says, yeah. Yeah. The Marikon should base up Leah. Roch of Kol Kashla Yasit Nevela Shatov Lachavay. There's a movie that doesn't support it at all. Omar Rov. Sheretz Bekoim Toy Tohor. He's got a Sheretz, not touching him like over here, but in a fold in his body somewhere. Either like here, or he's a heavy person, so he's got flesh folding over, and the sheretz kriechler ein dolten. Sheretz bekoim toy tor. Nevela bekoim toy tome. Why? That's exactly what we just said. What's the chesaron from koim toy? Beis hastorim. So sheretz bekoim toy, all the reasons tumas mago. There is no tumas mago beis hastorim. Nevela has maso. So beis hastorim doesn't affect it. Sheretz bekoim toy tor. Why? Sheretz benegiudim tame. Sheretz, all his whole koyach hatum is magu. Ubeis hastorim lav b'magu. There's no magu in beis hastorim. We're going to learn that very soon. How do I know that? Nevela bekoim toy tome. He the b'magu lo metame. True. The nevela can't be metame the guy b'magu because it's in a koyment. But b'masu miyatame. We said beis hastorim has nothing to do with tumas masu. It doesn't. This hastorim doesn't neutralize the tumor of the thing. It's just a din that maga has to be begoli, but it's still as tummy as it ever was. So it's in the base hastorim and it's tummy. You happen to be carrying it, so you tummy else tumas maso. Sheretz bekoim toy. Interesting case. Sheretz bekoim toy. The guy has a sheretz in a koimet, let's say here on the here somehow like that. So he's not tummy tumas mas mag. Fine. V'hichniso la'avir hatanu. He puts his arm, whatever it is, with the sheretz into this big klicheres. And what's the din of a klicheres? A klicheres is metame, not b'mago, but b'avir klicheres. You don't have to touch it. You have to be in the avir of the klicheres. He's now brought that sheretz in his beis hastorim into the avir of a klicheres. Tome, zokti miring more tome. Why not? What's the thing? Where is? Pshita, where is? Pshita. Mal the same toichoy omer rachmono velo toich toichoy kamashma. There's a halacha tchicheres toichoy velo toich toichoy, not in something else. So you might have thought, since this is in something, it's in a beis hastorim, it's in under my armpit like this, and now I get into the tchicheres. That's not called it's in the tchicheres. It's called it's something in the tchicheres. Toich toichoy kamashma. That's not toich toichoy. The case of toich toichoy, the simple case of toich toichoy, is if you have a kli cheres, and then you have the tumor in another kli, you put that kli into that, and that kli is taller than the kli cheres. So Rashi says, kashon the high loy toich toichoy hu, elokigon kli betoich atanu, tanu is the big kli cheres, upiv the opening of the inner kli cheres lemailam epiatanu. That's already called. It's in that kli, and that kli is in that kli. That's called toich toichoy. So it's Torah. This is not toich toichoy. I mean, this is just in the tanur, happens to be hidden by your beis hastorim, but that doesn't affect anything.